Stand up and speak out against domestic violence. Your voice is important. How are you going to stand up and speak out against domestic violence? El Refugio has invited strong men, leaders in our community, including Judge Ron Hall, Sheriff Raul Villanueva, Justin Cano, Jean Bustillos, Sam Lowen, George Zocca, and John Carter, among others, who have agreed to lift their voices in solidarity with El Refugio to raise awareness of what is happening in our own community. You can join these men and lift your voice and stand tall against domestic violence. Did you know that every 12 seconds a woman is beaten? The stories we read in newspapers are our sisters, our mothers, our friends, and partners. Listen to the voices of integrity and commitment tell stories about women, men, and children that have died at the hands of someone they loved.
Hello, my name is Steve Reese, and I have chosen to stand up and speak out against domestic violence. I want you to know that domestic violence is a crime. One in every four women is a victim of domestic violence in New Mexico. In Grant County, we rank sixth in the state for incidents of domestic violence. Domestic violence touches each and every one of us and is preventable. Today, I'm going to share a story with you about domestic violence. This is a true story. In Roswell, New Mexico, authorities say the suspect named in the murder of a Roswell city councilor's granddaughter is the victim's new husband. Victoria Velasquez Arias, age 22, was found shot to death in her apartment on Friday, May 20th, 2011. According to a criminal complaint, Jose Arias, age 19, had recently married Victoria, and he had just gotten out of jail for beating Victoria. Jose told the police that he shot Victoria in the neck accidentally and called 911. Victoria's friends and relatives tell police that the two often fought and that he would beat her. Jose remains jailed, charged with first-degree murder. Being involved in law enforcement over 30 years, I've seen hundreds of domestic violence cases. Some of them wound up in murder, just like Victoria. I'm speaking to all men of Grant County. It doesn't matter if you're 17 or 70, domestic violence is wrong. If you have issues with anger, relationships, alcohol, or drugs, seek help now. Your loved ones and their futures depend on it. Thank you.
I'm going to get into my background here a little bit because 63 years ago, I worked in a small hospital. I was the lab tech, the x-ray tech, scrubbed in surgery, and we had a lot of violent people. I x-rayed a lot of people 60 years ago, violent of these ladies like this. So I've seen the results of it. Hello, my name is Sam Lowen, and I have been chosen to speak up here against the domestic violence, and I'm glad to do that, because I've had a lot of experience on the other side, not in the violence, but in the treatment of the violence lady. 63 years ago, I started x-raying and x-rayed violence people like this that had all different kinds. Of course, we've known some lately that have been shot. I didn't get a chance to x-ray those, but it's real touching when these people come in like this. They're all beat up and broken arms and broken legs and what have you, and it gives me a privilege to come here today and to do whatever I can to do to help this not happen again to anyone, anywhere, everywhere. So they have given me a story here to read, and I'll try to do the best that I can. But this is from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Albuquerque police say Joseph Garcia killed his estranged girlfriend on Tuesday, then took his own life the next day. Police have been looking for Garcia since Tuesday afternoon, when his father called 911 to inform them that Joseph had just confessed to killing 30-year-old Adelina Jaramillo. She was shot in the head inside her apartment, and she leaves two little children. A neighbor who heard the gunshot saw Garcia leave. They told the police that he'd been stalking Armejo for some time. Her family said Garcia had sent Armejo threatening text messages over the past 2 weeks. At 9 a.m. on Wednesday, police found Garcia's body inside his car, parked on the Parajito Mesa. They say he died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound to his upper body. I remember hearing this on TV, and it's really a sad thing, and I hope that it never happens again, but we'll just praise the Lord for everyone that is taken care of and that we won't hear any more of these stories. Thank you very much.
Hello, my name is John Carter, and I have chosen to stand up and speak out against domestic violence. Domestic violence is a crime. One in every four women is a victim of domestic violence in New Mexico. Grant County ranks sixth in the state for incidences of domestic violence. Domestic violence in some way touches each one of us and is preventable. Today I'm going to share with you a story about domestic violence. This is a true story. June 18, 2012, in Fresno, California, a man was accused of killing his wife of 12 years with their two children in the next room. Daniel Galvin, 34, was arrested by the Fresno Police Department in the homicide of his wife, 41-year-old Anne Marie Galvin. This is in southeast Fresno. Around 10:30 p.m. on June the 18th, officers responded to a call about shots being fired in the victim's home. Officers spoke with witnesses who said that Daniel Galvin was inside the home and was armed with a gun. Police surrounded the home and quickly convinced Galvin to come outside, where he was arrested. Inside the home, officers found the body of Anne Marie Galvin, who died from gunshot wounds to the upper body. They also found the couple's two children, a 4-year-old son and a 9-year-old son, who were in the home when the shooting took place. They had been separated for several months, but reunited 2 weeks earlier and began living together with family members. According to Lieutenant Mark Salazar with the Fresno Police Department, no one knew what sparked the shooting. Daniel Galvin had a history of domestic violence. Earlier in March 31, Galvin was arrested for obstructing an officer and for violating a domestic violence restraining order. According to police, Galvin told the officer that he was a bulldog gang member and that he would lay his paws wherever he wanted. I speak out because I'm just reminded of the simple fact that sometimes for evil to prevail, it just requires that good people ignore or turn away or do nothing. And so I support the efforts of law enforcement and all organizations that, first of all, try to educate, provide services, and help to prevent some of the things that we see that happen in our neighborhoods, our homes, our families, and communities. But we do whatever we can to try to help prevent these things and get people assistance that they need and educated to find a way out of it.
Hello, my name is Ken Cooper, and I've chosen to stand up, speak out against domestic violence. I want you to know that domestic violence is a crime. One in every four women is a victim of domestic violence in New Mexico. In Grant County, we rank sixth in the state for incident of domestic violence. Domestic violence touches each and every one of us, and it is preventable. Today, I'm going to share with you a story about domestic violence. This is a true story. Friday, September 21, 2012, Cave Springs, Virginia. A longtime nurse was shot in her southwest Roanoke County home by her estranged husband, who then killed himself. A burst of gunfire broke the calm of a leafy Cave Spring neighborhood Wednesday, aimed at a woman who twice sought court protection from the man police said pulled the trigger, killing her and then himself. The commotion alarmed nearby neighbors who dialed Roanoke County Police at 8:42 p.m. Officers arrived within minutes but remained for hours, analyzing the scene to determine what had happened. Police said their investigation indicated that Ronald W. Billings, 49, had fired the shot that killed his estranged wife, Sandra K. Edwards, 61, then turned the gun on himself. At the time, the couple was still awaiting a hearing to finalize a divorce, records show. On September 20, 2012, revealed the extent of the violence. There was a bullet hole near the front door and in a window, and the glass in a storm door was shattered. Next to it, a simple sign read, "Bless this home." The incident drew a slew of officers to the area, including the SWAT team. Police said Lieutenant Chuck Mason said officers were able, at about 1 a.m., to safely enter the home, where the pair was found dead. Family and friends of Edwards and Billings described the relationship between the two as troubled. Court records substantiated those claims and offered a picture of a relationship fraught with disagreement. According to the Roanoke County Juvenile and Domestic Relations Court records, Edwards, a nurse at Caroline Roanoke Memorial Hospital, requested a protective order against her husband after a January argument. In a written statement, Edwards said that the argument intensified because she had tried to change the locks on the door to her house. "I am afraid of him," she wrote. "He threatened to burn down my house last April, and I am afraid of what he might do." Answering questions outlined in the court forms, the woman expressed fear of her husband. On a checklist provided by the court, Edwards described Billings as a man who suffered from depression and occasionally abused alcohol. "What do you want the court to do for you?" read one of the questions. "Get him out of the house. Keep him away from me. No contact whatsoever," she wrote. 13 days later, Roanoke County Police were called to the Sunnycrest Roadhouse for another argument, one that turned physical. According to the officer who responded to the scene, Edwards had locked herself inside her bedroom. When Billings broke the door trying to get into the room, the door hit her left arm. Edwards again filed for a protective order. An assault and battery charge against Billings in that incident was later dismissed. Billings had also requested a judge to loosen the restrictions of the protective order to allow one of his relatives to retrieve some of his belongings from the house. Circuit court records show the couple's divorce case was scheduled for the end of October. I'd like to say the reason I chose to be a voice against domestic violence is somewhat personal, but at the same time, I've worked with many, many people, mainly women, who really felt trapped in situations that were controlling, abusive, and really had cut them off from freedom to enjoy life as a normal person. Normal life, many of these individuals cannot even and could not even relate to. And nor did they even have anyone to turn to. That's why I've chosen to be a voice against domestic violence here today. I believe that anything is possible if we all work together as one voice against domestic violence. I believe that it is important as a man in this community to never use any form of violence, verbal, physical, or emotional, to get what I want from any person, especially the persons that I love. I believe that men should stand up in this community and be willing to speak out against domestic violence. Whether it is a woman, man, or child, no one should live in bondage. No one's freedom to enjoy life as an American citizen should be restricted by another human being's controlling, manipulation, and acts of fear. So I would say today to everyone, man, woman, or child, don't be afraid to speak out and ask someone to help you, because the person you ask might be your angel of hope.
How many more lives will be lost to domestic violence? How do you feel listening to this story? What are you going to do? It is up to you and me to take a stand against abuse. You can stand up and speak out against domestic violence in our community to protect our sisters and brothers. You can help the police and judges bring justice to our community by insisting that people who abuse are not to be tolerated. Also, if you know anyone who needs to find safety from domestic violence, call El Refugio at 888-538-2125. We can provide you safety and counseling and help you find services you need to rebuild your life after domestic violence. You do not have to be a victim, but can survive and thrive. Also, check us out on the website at eridv.org to find out how you can be involved and be part of our healing. We must stand up and speak out to prevent these tragedies of domestic violence.